From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, January 6th. Coming up, conservationists say wetlands provide many benefits, but the number of wetlands in the Midwest is shrinking. We'll hear more on a wetland preservation project in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Some Illinois lawmakers are calling for accountability after the Trump administration's arrest of deposed Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro and his wife. They were taken into custody this weekend by U.S. Special Forces. The couple pleaded not guilty to drug trafficking and other charges in their first appearance in federal court yesterday. U.S. Congressman Mike Quigley tells WBEZ's In the Loop the move has drawn condemnation from the international community, and the Democrat says that could undermine U.S. foreign policy in the future.
We have lost even more legitimacy when we push back against one country invading another. If you're not going to follow international law, then how difficult is it for you to step out and say that's wrong?
Quigley also called the conflict a distraction from bad news at home, citing inflation and the Epstein files. Illinois state lawmakers have signed off on legislation that would create sales tax and revenue bonds known as STAR bonds. Will Bauer reports Governor J.B. Pritzker recently signed them into law.
Some may know STAR bonds because the Kansas legislature has been using them to lure the Royals and Chiefs away from Missouri. Under this bill, they couldn't be used for a professional sports team in Illinois, but they can be used on massive projects, ones that will require a capital investment of $30 million, do at least $60 million in annual gross sales, and create 300 new jobs. Swansea Democrat Jay Hoffman sponsored the legislation.
They hopefully will have all three STAR bond projects in our region, creating, thousands of jobs.
Developers would be able to use the sales tax generated by the project to repay the government bond, which could be as much as $75 million. I'm Will Bauer.
Illinois' economy continued to expand in 2025, though economic growth was slower than in 2024. The Illinois Flash Index in December was 101.7, holding steady from November, but down from the same time last year. Any number above 100 on the index is a sign of economic growth in the state. University of Illinois economist Fred Gertz says fewer people are unemployed in the state. Illinois' unemployment rate in December fell to 4.1%, dropping from 5% last year and reaching the national unemployment rate. The U of I Institute of Government and Public Affairs says Illinois saw steady economic growth in 2025 despite inflation and political and economic uncertainties. Illinois State senior quarterback Tommy Rittenhouse says he's proud of the run he and his teammates made in reaching the FCC championship game despite a heartbreaking overtime loss. The unseeded Redbirds won four road playoff games to make it to the title game, but suffered a 35-34 setback to number 2 Montana State in Nashville.
To go out like this, it's pretty fun, I guess, except we're on the losing end, but I can't be more grateful for, the ISU community.
Rittenhouse threw four touchdown passes, but Montana State scored a fourth down TD and kicked the extra point to claim the win. Still to come, a look at a wetland preservation project in the Midwest. That story is coming up next, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign Urbana. Today, look for cloudy skies with a high of 50 degrees, with a southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 33 degrees, a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 52 degrees, southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 40 degrees, with a south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, and for Thursday, cloudy with rain likely in the afternoon and a high of 58 degrees, with a south wind 10 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, it's been 5 years since a mob attacked the U.S. Capitol building. We'll talk about that with scholar Laura K. Field. She spent years researching what led up to January 6th and the intellectuals who have aligned themselves with President Trump. Her new book is Furious Minds, The Making of the MAGA New Right. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Conservationists say wetlands provide many benefits, but the number of wetlands in the Midwest is shrinking. Rich Egger visited a wetland preservation project and has this story.
Chainsaws, backhoes, wood chippers. They're all busy on a seasonably chilly morning along the Mississippi River in Canton, Missouri. A couple dozen people are working away on a 5-acre plot of land, removing invasive trees and planting native species. Their goal is to transform this wetland.
As opposed to just a pool of water that forms and anything could go in there, now we're going to try to change that.
This is Dan Kelly. He organized this work day. It's the first one he's put together since graduating in 2024 as a master naturalist through the Missouri Department of Conservation and the University of Missouri Extension. He says master naturalists do community-based projects such as roadside cleanups and bird counts. In this case, he wanted to modify this wetland, which is separated from the Mississippi River by the levee that protects this town. He says the site is a holding area for water, but it's turned itself into a natural wetland. And as this day progresses, Kelly finds their efforts transformative.
In that it really, really shows itself as being a wetland. Just from a casual observation, you can see it. Otherwise, you didn't really know it was here before when all the trees are here.
The crew also planted milkweed, which is native to Missouri and attracts pollinators. This kind of work is important, according to Randy Smith.
We don't have wetlands to spare anymore, and those that are remaining are just critical to maintain.
Smith is a biologist and ecologist, and he's the Illinois River Project Director for the Nature Conservancy. He's involved with a couple major wetland restoration projects in west central Illinois. Smith says wetlands are beneficial to a variety of animal and plant species. They're also valuable to humans because they purify drinking water, help prevent flooding, recharge groundwater aquifers, and provide recreational opportunities.
Just all sorts of valuable things, you know, from getting outdoors and enjoying outdoor spaces to things that we really depend on, both economically and as a society.
But Smith says Midwestern wetlands, especially along big rivers, are highly altered primarily by humans. That's led to the degradation of wetlands. Back in northeast Missouri, the workday is more than just the removal and planting of trees. Dan Kelly also led several presentations on related topics, which were held at the Canton Public Library. One of them featured Chris Schultz, an environmental compliance manager with the Missouri Department of Transportation. The department is conducting a study to determine hotspots for collisions between vehicles and wildlife, including species that might be migrating to a wetland. Schultz says one northeast Missouri hotspot appears to be between Waylon and Canton because of collisions between vehicles and some rare and unique animals.
Specifically, a couple of state endangered turtles that we've been aware of for many, many years. And we actually put up a turtle fence south of Waylon back in the late 2000s to keep turtles off the road up there.
MoDOT has a page on its website where people can report collisions for the study. Schultz says the department wants to make sure people are safe and they want to protect wildlife at the same time. Rich Egger reporting.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Kimberly Schofield. Reporting today contributed by Marie Mendoza, Will Bauer, Arjun Tucker, Eric Stock, and Rich Egger. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.